That's Ashake and Kana and Sarah's with Happiness. We also checked out that's Drake and Summer Walker with Girls Need Love. And Joe affirming that that message, saying, well, you need to treat her like a lady.
Absolutely.
Now, Shekwan.
Yes.
Usually I know you take lead on the streets and so on.
Yeah.
And so on.
Wagwan.
But today I have to pronounce myself again on something.
Okay.
And honestly speaking, I wanna implore everyone that's listening right now, man, to please move away from the perception that this is hate or anything like that.
Yeah. Because it ain't.
Because it's not.
And it's never been. Don't do that.
And it's never been.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy, or we are just people, especially yeah. Shekwan and I.
Yes, yes.
More so me. I'm just, I hate it when we, should I say, unintentionally lie or create a perception that is not true.
That is not, they're far from the truth.
That's far from the truth. Remember a couple of months ago, a month ago or so, I even brought up this conversation about someone that said that Namibian artists were not making music of this nature. This is what was it, the music video that I highlighted in the comment. The song that features, is it Paige Sugar?
Paige, yeah.
Yeah. But I was basically just saying,
Yes, I remember.
And I highlighted 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, world-class music that was coming out of this country.
Out of this country, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Highlighted Black Vulcanite and, and so many other world-class songs and artists that toured the world, for that matter.
Come on.
Okay. And I understand that, you know, as fans, we have our favorites. And as fans, we will root for our favorites.
Yep.
Not us though, because we're neutral in the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you will root for your favorite, and you will fight for your favorite, which is fine. However, that's where people like myself come in, just to fact check a couple of things.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to fact check something now.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday when we were talking about Ms. Gideon.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Her response to the controversy of the national anthem.
Of the national anthem, yeah, yeah.
Or supposed response to the national anthem.
Yeah.
Her latest TikTok video. Now, on that TikTok video, there is a fan that that commented on that video. Let me just quickly get it. I want to get the exact words.
Okay, this is you said TikTok, right?
On TikTok, yeah.
Oh, okay.
On
okay,
her
okay.
latest video.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's a fan that commented there saying, don't forget, you are the first Namibian artist that's going to perform in New York. And then she replied to that comment saying, I'll never forget that. And there was another fan that replied to that comment saying, exactly. Now, I'll read it again. Don't forget, you are the first Namibian artist that's going to perform in Namibia.
In New York.
In New York, sorry.
Yeah. No, guys, let's not do that.
So,
and I'm sorry, partner. I'm only saying let's not do that because there are so many people that had to crawl for our artists and creatives to fly today.
Yes.
This industry has been built by so many people, even people that I cannot even mention that I never probably even met.
Yes.
That contributed to what we have today.
Yes. Yes.
We have people that have been going abroad performing before we could even speak.
Yes. Yes. And I'm talking
from Namibia.
I'm talking in the 90s.
In the 90s, the 80s.
90s.
Okay.
And 80s, even for that matter.
Yes.
Because if you go back to the struggle days, there's people like Jackson Kayewa. There's, man, there's... Oh.
Yes.
And it's not just even music. It's also visual arts.
Visual arts, yes. Like, just as creatives in general.
The God Must Be Crazy movie that went viral. But it's fine. We're keeping this now to music.
To this context, yeah.
Right. So I get, again, that you're fighting for your favorite.
Yeah.
Right? I get that you're rooting for your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But don't create a perception that is not true.
That is not true, yeah.
It is not true that Miss Gideon is going to be the first Namibian artist to perform
in New York.
It is not true. It's just not true. And there's no way that I was going to sit there and not mention it on radio that it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not hating.
It's not. No, definitely not.
I'm just stating facts.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so many. And you know what? I don't even have to mention there's so many artists that performed in New York. You specifically say New York.
New York, yes.
Let's just go back to last year, Shekwan. Last year.
Yeah.
Gaza performed in New York.
And also, let's not forget what Gaza did run about 11, 12 years ago.
With Vambo in New York.
In New York. Where was the video shot? Exactly.
And again, and I get it. There's a new, whole new generation now that was maybe not born in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That was maybe babies in 2011.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to the love for information?
Yeah.
Before you say something, don't you want to just do a bit of research?
Yeah. To back it up. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, great for Miss Gideon. She's going to go perform in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Great for her.
Yeah.
Your favorite is going to perform in New York.
Mm, absolutely.
Perhaps focus on that.
Yeah.
Instead of now bringing all of us into the battle and creating a battle.
Discredit other artists.
Exactly.
And what they've done. Yeah.
Miss Gideon, I'll say it again, is not the first artist or first Namibian artist to perform in New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a plethora of artists.
Artists, yeah.
That performed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have to go far. Just last year.
Yeah.
Gaza performed there.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to address that. I just wanted to clarify that bit.
Yes.
And if I get hated for that, man, so be it.
Mm.
I can't see something that is not true and not address it.
And not address it.
Especially
when
it comes to this industry.
Yeah.
No way.
No, I'm with you.
No.
Because last week, right, the conversation that we had, was it last week? When did they announce that she's going to perform there?
It was last week.
Last week. We had a conversation. And we even took time to pour into Miss Gideon.
Yeah.
As to man, it's a big deal. Congratulations, baby girl.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, but we just want her team to get her right, man, so that people can know.
Exactly.
Maybe it's for real, for real.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, I know there's I stand with you on that. So many artists have definitely done it, but we're still obviously applauding her.
All right, thank you so much. 9:21. It's TikTok Wednesdays, by the way. When we get back, we'll check out something that's happening on that front.
Crystal Gold's amazing locally manufactured product.